isn't it? If they're leeching charge.
His one and only son into the world that we might live through him. So God gave up not just his one and only last Rolo, but he gave up his one and only son for us. And you see, Jesus and the Father, they were like the closest father and son ever. So they knew each other like the back of the hand, and they literally never spent a second apart. And they loved each other more than you can imagine. But God gave his only son for us. And Jesus didn't just come into the world and say hello. Now have a look again at that verse. Well, the next one, verse 10. It says, he was an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That means that Jesus loved us so much that he didn't just come and say hello, but he died in our place on the cross for all the wrong that we've done. He died so that we don't have to. That's how much he loves us. There's a woman called Nermeen Sadiq who lives in Egypt. That's one of the places that these boxes go to. And she has two daughters. And she showed a similar sort of love to Jesus about a year ago. So she was in church with her two daughters when some men came in, some gunmen, and they came in shooting. And so Nermeen, she loved her daughters, so she threw herself in front of them. She stood in front of them to protect them so that she was in the firing line. She took all the bullets, and they didn't take any of them. So Nermeen, she died. She stood and took the bullets in the place of her daughters. She sacrificed herself for the people that she loved. And that's an amazing act of love, isn't it? But how much more did Jesus show that he loves us? Because in a similar sort of way, Jesus stood in the firing line and he took the bullets. He died in our place. But even more than Nermeen, Jesus died for people that deserved to take the bullets. Because we've turned away from God, we've ignored him and pushed him away. That means that we deserve the bullets. And what we don't deserve is God to send his one and only son to come into the world and die in our place. Do you love anyone enough to give them your last Rolo? Well, God answers that question with a massive yes. And not only his last Rolo, but he loves us enough to send his one and only son to die for us, even though we don't deserve it. We've got a question again for you guys. The question that you're going to discuss in your groups or in your families is how can we help ourselves and each other to remember this massive love that God has for us? How can we help one another remember God's massive love for us? Any ideas? Go on, Josh. Go to church and read the Bible. I think that's a great idea. Good one, Josh. Anyone else? You can't really beat that, can you? It's kind of the top answer. Go on, Katie. Sing. You know what? That is just the right thing to say, Katie. Katie said, sing songs. We're about to sing another song about God's love for us.
Who can remember our verse? Who can remember? It says, we love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Let me turn this round to remind us. See, it's not that we love so that God will love us. See, we can't do that. We don't have it in us. Naturally, we're as empty of love as this cup is empty of, well, anything. No, we love because he first loved us. He first loved us. He first poured his love into us. And what love that was, as Polly's just reminded us, as we've just sung about, God's love really is the best love the world has ever known, seen most clearly when Jesus died on the cross. See, it all begins with God's love. But neither is it God first loved us, the end. See, actually, when God loves us, it changes us. It changes our hearts so that we begin to love other people as well. See, this is what happens when God loves us. I can see you all paying attention now. When God loves us, he pours his love into us. But it doesn't stop there. See, it flows out from us into other people. And it carries on going and fills them more and more and more. See, that's what happens when God shows his love to us. It changes us. It changes our hearts so that we love other people. You see, God fills us so that we gladly and happily empty ourselves out for others. We love because God first loved us. Okay, I'll pop that there. Remember that lady in Egypt. Remember Nermin and how she gave her life for her daughters. Imagine being one of those two girls growing up knowing what your mum had done for you. Imagine that. Knowing how much she had loved you, that she had given up her life for you. Don't you think that would begin to change you and how you treat other people? Imagine being a little child, being one of those children. And actually, you're tempted to be a little bit unloving or unkind in what you say to someone else. Or maybe you feel like snatching something from your sister. Or you just feel a bit grumpy towards other people at school. But then you remember what your mum did for you, how she loved you, how she laid down her life for you. And it would begin to change how you feel and how you think and how you act. Or imagine being one of those little girls grown up and maybe having a really difficult boss at work. Or maybe having sometimes really annoying children. Or maybe having other people at church who just winds you up. But then you remember what your mum did for you, how she laid down her life for you, how much she loved you. And it begins to change how you feel and how you think and how you act. Well, in a similar way, followers of Jesus, when they think about that even greater love that Jesus has shown, it begins to change them. We love because he first loved us. And actually, it's brilliant. It is brilliant when we start to love others because it shows us that actually we are part of God's family, that we're his children. Because it shows that we're full of the same stuff. You see, just as this cup and this jug are full of the same stuff, well, when we love other people, we show that we're full of the same stuff as God's love. Because his love has changed us. And it shows us that we really are part of his family. That we really are his children. But more than that, it even begins to show other people that we're God's children and that God's love is real. See, the last verse that Katka read for us says that no one has ever seen God. Imagine no one had ever seen this jug. Maybe some people say, oh, there's no jug there. Maybe other people say, oh, well, we can't really know anything about that jug, can we? But actually, as the juice begins to pour, and as it spreads from one person to another, and they see that, they begin to see something about where it comes from and what must be in that jug. And do you know what? It's the same when we start to love other people. People get just a little glimpse of what God is like and what his love is like. Isn't that great? When we love like God, we get to show people, give them just a little glimpse of the best love the world has ever known.
That makes so much more sense now. That's great, isn't it? You can't, it's not just we love, it's we love because he first loves us. The end of the verse is really important.
It is, it's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that means that when I've been filled with God's love, well, so I need to start to love my brother and my sister and my mum and dad and, oh, even that really annoying boy at school.
It does mean that, yeah.
But I guess it's not just for kids, is it? I mean, this is the same for grown-ups too. So surely, because you've been filled with God's love, you're going to start loving people at home and at church and at work, even when they're really annoying.
like you, you mean?
What?
Sorry, Mona, sorry. That wasn't actually very loving, was it? But you are right. Actually, sometimes we talk, grown-ups talk, as if this is just for children. But it's not, is it? Maybe some of the children need to ask some of the grown-ups later how remembering God's love for us will mean that we start loving other people.
You know, there's one thing that I still don't get.
What's that, Mona? What don't you get?
What on earth has this got to do with shoeboxes? The verse doesn't say anything about packing shoeboxes.
Well, you are right. It doesn't mention shoeboxes. And actually, shoeboxes aren't mentioned anywhere in the Bible. But remember, we have heard today that God showed his love for the world by sending his only son into the world.
Yeah.
Well, so one way, just one way, that we can show love for others is by us sending shoeboxes across the world.
Oh, okay. So us sending shoeboxes, that's showing God's love. That's showing that we're God's children because we're loving like God does.
Exactly.
Okay, and maybe when people get these shoeboxes, we're giving them a chance to hear about God's love too.
Mona, you've been listening really well. Well done. Now, actually, we're going to listen. We're going to watch a video that shows us what happens when one little girl in Romania, a little girl called Damaris, got a shoebox a few years ago. Pray for them.